96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Ron's Electric Motors, the Progressive Liberal Party, YKS Fashion Center, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, the Free National Movement, Bahamas Check Services, Wendy's, and Wayne Monroe of the Progressive Liberal Party.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. I heard Levin was playing Simply the Best, or you were playing Simply the Best. Oh, Levin didn't want it. Levin said to play it. Simply the Best. That's the jam. What's wrong with that? Love it. Tell me something. What's Menace's? What song does Menace go up to at the rally? I'd be lying if I said I watched it. I just read the speech. Somebody tell me. I'm lying. I saw him dancing. What song was he dancing to? I watched him when he came up dancing. I don't remember the song. Does he have like the song? You know what I mean? Like Simply the Best? Listen, for those of you who are voting for the first time, right? You are missing out. I feel badly for you. Like, I feel badly for you about so many things. You are missing out on just the pure, charged, electric atmosphere of these huge political rallies, particularly as you get to the closing days of the campaign season. There's nothing like it. It's just crowds of people. I mean, thousands of people, no matter who you are, no matter which party it is, the PLP, FNM, there's thousands of people. Depending on who's popular, there's more people, and people really judge the turnout of campaign events as a barometer as to who's ahead, who's more popular. The people speak during the night. There's music. There's entertainment. They still have it here, but it's not the same because it's before a crowd. There's a lot of theatrics that go on. And then for the final act, you have the leader come up, right? And there are all these lights and bells and whistles. It doesn't translate great on TV. And so they drop the lights, right? And everything goes silent. After all this yelling and rah, rah, there's liquor too. So it's hard to get people to liquor it up to be silent. Not all of them liquor it up. You know, mom, that man liquor it up. But they drop, it's silent, right? And then there's like, the light comes on at the back, right? And then they start the music. So with Ingram, they used to play The Lion in Winter from that. What's that movie? I think it's the movie with Sean Connery and Catherine Hepburn. Anyway, they used to play the theme song from that. Burr, burr, burr. You know, you get that. You start getting chills up your spine, right? And it's boom, 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 boom. And boom, then it's full blast. Then Ingram comes out, right? And he's like flocked by people. Everyone goes wild. And they're grabbing an Ingram. And they're, and Papa's there, right? And he goes up. And then they start playing. As he gets closer, they start playing his theme song. Boom. And then everyone launches into it. Simply the Best, right? Everyone goes crazy. Christy comes up, right? It's all quiet, you know? And then they start going. Christy's song was The Storm Is Over by R. Kelly. Are we still playing R. Kelly? Are we? No? R. Kelly. Are we still playing his music? There's like a debate that says, because of all the allegations, because I've been checking out this trial, man, and it's heavy stuff. that you don't play the music, but I think you could separate the artist music, their work, from their personal lives, I think. You should be able to. However, it's hard for me to listen to him now without thinking about the trial. So I don't know if I'd play The Storm Is Over. But anyway, Christie's play The Storm Is Over, right? And by the time it got to the crescendo with the choir, Storm Is Over, and people going wild. Christie used to come up, and they used to have people carrying torches in front of him, right? And then sometimes people in the crowd, they'll have the little flamethrower. You know what I mean? There's nothing like it. You're totally missing out, right? What was Menace's song last time? Bob Marley? No. Somebody tell me, what was Menace's song last time? And what's Brave Davis's song this time? And what's Menace's song this time? All right. Says Pinland had the best Chariots of Fire. Chariots of Fire was good. Yeah. But I think when that line in Winter come booming out, that was dope. Someone said, no, we don't play R. Kelly no more. I want to be the guy that can separate the two, you know what I mean? And be like, well, let's not just throw away all his contribution to the art form. But I've heard some things, really, that no Christian should have to hear during that trial. This song was The Soldier's Heart. Yeah, Soldier's Heart, R. Kelly. Ooh. There we go again. There we go again. Yeah, but you're really missing out on what it's like. I feel nostalgic about it. I miss it. I don't want to be around y'all and the COVID, but I miss it. Sincerely do. I hope by next election we'll be able to get back to some of that, because that's a part of it. That's part of the culture, right? It's just a really great charged atmosphere, and you come back from the rally and you feel charged up. Big, huge events, like the PLP had their big event on Goodman's Bay, right? It was massive, and you can kind of tell the energy was charged. And then I remember Ingram had this red splash, right? And it was so dope. Ingram ended up losing, but it was so dope because everyone gathered at Montague when we went to go cover it, right? And they had these huge television screens, like, showing where Ingram was. And Ingram started out, like, on one island. All right, and he went to, like, another island, and they kept showing him, like, arriving to different islands, coming, and they showed him leaving the last island, coming to Nassau, and coming to Nassau. People were going wild, right? Sound of Victory. Yes, I get it. Sound of Victory. I get it. Perry was Sound of a Victory. Menace was A Soldier's Heart. All right. Now, we're going to talk raw politics today. All right. We're not even going to slap up. We're going to get down and dirty. Some of you are going to be mad at me. We're going to talk about some of the policies I like. We're going to talk about some of the people I like. We cannot talk politics tomorrow. Someone sent me a line. Check your phone, Kermie. Let's bust it. Lion Winter. Let me know when you're ready. All right. We cannot talk politics tomorrow. Don't at me, oh, McCartney. Oh, no, it ain't me. It's IRCA. I don't agree with it, but it's IRCA. It's not me. We will be fined if we talk politics. And I'm going to say this to you. I'm going to read the broadcast rule to you so that you understand that it's not me. So we're not going to be talking politics at all tomorrow. We're going to talk fiscal snapshots, some other things. It's going to be very... very good. You'll see. It'll be special. Something special. All right. This is the IRCA's Code of Practice, Part 6-9. All right. Let me just go through it. Okay. I'm sorry. 6-7. 6-7. Prohibition. We will rock you as dark. Ah, with this lap? Ah, okay. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. I want to bust some of these today. Fine Line of Winter for me. Let's bust that. Bust like 45 seconds of it. Just so they can feel what I'm saying. Line in Winter. I sent it to you. You got it? Let's do it. Let me know when you're ready. All right. All right, let me read this first, and then we'll go. Prohibitions on polling day. Licensees shall not be permitted to broadcast within any programs the following to the public on any polling day until after the close of the poll. All right. Discussion and analysis of election and referendum issues. The result of purported result of the voting in a constituency or electoral district before the close of all of the polling stations in that constituency or electoral district. The results of any opinion poll, any political advertisements, political broadcasts, or any other election programming produced by or on behalf of a candidate, political party, or other person or entity. Subject matter of political advertisements and political broadcasts. All right, we don't have to worry about that. That's fine. So we can't do it. We just can't do it. We can't talk at all about it. All right? Juan, do you find it interesting that the CEO of IRCA was once a talk show host? Yes, Carlton Smith. Carlton Smith is a friend of mine. I worked well with him. He is eminently qualified to be the CEO of IRCA. All right? I trust him. I know he did not formulate this policy. He's just putting out, he's just enforcing what is out there. So I have a great deal of confidence in Carlton Smith. I'll take a phone call and we'll bust out a bit of the Line in Winter. You got to hear it. I'm not plugged in. Hold on. Someone says Minnesota song is not "We Will Rock You." That I'm getting conflicting reports. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, what's happening?
Very good, buddy. One of the most important things, Mr. McCartney, I think you're leaving out.
Mm-hmm.
I hear nothing but our favorite watering holes tomorrow on advanced poll, because, you know, I'm one of them 70-year-old people who will be voting long before you're in the children.
Right.
And I want to know if I should stock up today, because I might be able to last the whole day without the Guinness.
Yeah, get your rum now, because
I can't go to the back door and over there tomorrow.
I mean, that's between you and your people, but you know, I'm saying, like, get it now is what I'm saying. If you
unless you know the side of the building and the back door.
Right. Well, you know, let's not talk that publicly. Right?
So tomorrow's election is just like the election day. So.
Yes.
Bars and alcohol and the brewery got to close, and the brewery can't bring that 40-foot trail uptown tomorrow?
No.
Oh, my Lord.
The brewery could probably open, but the liquor stores can't. The bars are liquor, well, bars can't open now, but liquor stores
can't. I don't want my kidneys to go into shock, is it?
Well, stock up, my brother.
Okay.
Go now. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Hey, so you voting tomorrow?
Yeah. I'm registered. I am registered to vote tomorrow. I already took care of that a long time ago. I registered to vote tomorrow, and I hope when I go there, they won't tell me my name here on the register.
No, you should be straight.
No, I got my document. They give you the paper to show that you are registered, the legal document signed by the deputy registrar, whoever he is.
Mm-hmm.
So I straight to register. I just don't want them to turn me away. How am I supposed to get there? I ain't got no chance.
Buddy, you're going to have to find a way. Call somebody.
Mario Bonnet, please get Sparky to vote tomorrow.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Barky. All right, we're going to play some Line of Winter. I want to set the scene for you, right? So there's thousands of people, and they're all making noise, and they're playing. They got cowbells and whistles, and they've been going on all night, right? Half of them are drunk, right? So all of a sudden, everything goes quiet, and then this happens.
Thank you.
And then you got, and so lights are coming up. Keep it going. The lights are coming up, right? Papa's, because they play about 30 seconds of it just so you can feel the chill, right? And so Papa's coming from the back, right? Then you hear the chant going, right? Yeah, and that's kind of when Papa starts going, right? And everyone's freaking out, and there's like a spotlight on him. And then, boom, lights come up. He's surrounded by people. It's fantastic. Even with Christy, he was electrified. Even when Christy was like all tired, you know what I mean, and falling asleep at events, it was still great. I want to play some of their stuff too, but my conscience won't let me play R. Kelly at this time. We'll have to wait till the trial's over, and then we'll see where we are after that. Which I feel cheated, selfishly. Why would R. Kelly do this to us? We like the music, man. That was never the issue. We love it. Trapped in the Closet, Down Low, Contagious. Come on. You remind me of my Jeep. Come on. Why would you do that to us? You were rich and famous and talented. You couldn't read, but still. God blessed you with a gift. And now we can't enjoy it. All right. So... No, I don't mean to just play aggro. Kermit, find me Chariots of Fire so we can get a little Pinland vibes. All right? I would play R. Kelly for y'all, but I can't. I can't. Juan can't. I don't feel comfortable with it. It brings up things I've heard that I wish I... All right, so we're going to find Chariots of Fire, get some Pinland action. Going on. Let me do some of your text messages while we're doing that. We're going to talk today about some of the things that I like, right? That's why I say some of y'all are going to be upset. I can't agree. Don't expect me to agree with you because we're having a good time together on the radio. I feel how I feel. So there's certain people I like who I think should be in the parliament. There are certain ideas I like that I believe should be adopted no matter who wins. Now, yesterday, y'all told me, somebody messaged me, two people messaged me. I didn't have a chance to read them, but usually after the show, I will read the messages just to see if I missed anything important, right? If I don't get to read them on air. Someone says, I'm hating on Lincoln Bain because I don't talk about the Coalition of Independence. I am not hating on Lincoln Bain. If I had a problem with Lincoln Bain and the Coalition of Independence, you would know, all right? I'm not hating on Lincoln. He and I don't have no issue like that, right? The other independent guys, Adrian Francis is a friend of mine. I don't have no problem with him at all. All right? We're good. The DNA, I got no problem with them that I know of, right? So we're good. But the reason I don't focus on the coalition or the DNA or the other guys is because I just don't think they got the critical mass to take to win. And so I feel as though I'm shortchanging the conversation, right, by delving deeply into those things. Now, I like some of the things that the different parties are talking about, but I'm talking about what's being offered mainly from the PLP and the FNM. And you're going to be mad at me about, some of you are going to be mad at me about that, but I'm not 14 years old. Believe everybody got to like me, right? So it is what it is. You got Chariots of Fire? Let's play some Chariots of Fire. Let's do it. This is the PLP. This is 87.9. Did you do it 97? Let's do it. Listen. I want you, as you listen to it, keep it going. I want you, as you listen to it, to get the background on this, right? So as Ingram was this larger-than-life personality for, like, my generation, I was 17 years old. Was I 17? No, I was 16 years old when Ingram first came to power. And when Ingram came to power, there was just this explosion of new things that we hadn't seen for a while, and it made a huge impact on our country. But Pindling, right? If you under, people had, there was a group, a generation of people, right, that spanned a large age group because he transformed things in a generation, that had this reverence for Pindling that was like, it was God, Jesus, Pindling, right? God, Jesus, Bahamas, Pindling. I guess God and Jesus would be the same. God, Bahamas, Pindling. All right? Because to him, he literally led the cause that brought them out of economic bondage. There was racial oppression, but the effects of the racial oppression were more so economic, financial, quality of life issues, as opposed to, say, lynchings and all this other stuff like that. Right? That you'd experience in the American South. So when this would come on, people would get emotional. Right? They would be in awe of him coming onto the stage. And so it was really an emotionally charged experience as well. A more, I want to say, somber mood, but none less powerful than what you would have felt for England. People felt that way for Christie too. People used to be crying. Storm is over. I don't know why I was crying. I blame it on the alcohol. But people used to be crying when Storm is Over came on. So these are very important cultural events, right? These rallies, these campaigns, we identify with them. They're a product of who we are. We birth these things, right? And so, all right. Now, let me get to your text messages, and we're going to talk today. First, I'm going to go through the advanced poll information with you. So we got all the locations. We got everything. We went through it yesterday. We'll go through it again, all right? I got the foreign locations now. And I'm going to go over again who is eligible to vote tomorrow. Let me first get through some of your text messages. This is one, those rallies were like Carnival in Trinidad. Absolutely. One, two straight, F&M. It says, Pindling had the best, though, Chariots of Fire. Some of these are from the beginning of the show. Man, one, you sound like you're talking about the Chicago Bulls intro during Jordan's time. LOL, such theater. It says, Soldier's Heart, Minutes, yeah. It says, hi, Juan, we can listen to the inspirational songs from Mr. Kelly, but not the sexual one in our culture. Of young girls and older men also. It says, Juan, don't forget City of Gold, the PLP's tune. Yeah, the PLP co-opted City of Gold. It's so bad, right? Let me tell you how serious politics is in this country. You will go to funerals. Well, not now, but when we were having funerals, funeral services in churches, you would go to funerals services. Well, at the graveside too. And City of Gold would be in the booklet. And there would be people who would refuse to sing it at somebody's funeral because they associated that song with the PLP. It says, good afternoon. I don't hear you mention the Coalition Party. Do you see them as a viable party? Do you like not like Lincoln Bain? I covered that. I don't have any problem with Lincoln Bain. We're good. All right. Says, Cessus Wallace Whitfield came out for the line in winter. Ingram as leader inherited that entrance song. Ah, that's okay. Fair enough. I didn't know that little bit of history, but I'll tell you what. Ingram made it his signature. Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. Tomorrow would have been the perfect time to discuss politics. I agree. I don't agree with IRCA's policy, but I'm not trying to get fined over it. It says, Christie actually used to come out to Sign of a Victory by R. Kelly. though they played The Storm Is Over by R. Kelly during the rallies as well. Yeah, they did have Sign of a Victory. Dr. Minnis came out to Soldier's Heart by R. Kelly. That's why when I run for PM, when the millennials take over, I'm coming out to the stage to the remix of Ignition by R. Kelly. That song's dope too. How do you extract Kelly from the last generation of R&B music? I don't know, or hip hop. I can't listen to Street Dreams remix by Nas and R. Kelly anymore. It says, oh, Juan, you just brought back so many great memories, especially when the FNM won for the first time. Everyone took to the streets in their cars that night, waving and honking their horns. I'll never forget Papa on the back of that big truck passing out shirts. He looked directly into my eyes and gave me a shirt. At a rally, I even got to shake Papa's hand. I'm not into politics since Papa left the scene, but I'm so appreciative I have those memories of such an important time in history. Says, no politics tomorrow, Juan. Wow, we know someone's head is going to explode from the buildup. LOL. No, we're going to be fine. I want to talk politics, but I won't, not in the context of what's going on at the polls. Don't be enslaved. Vote for Brave. Throw a rock at Doc. Not rock with Doc. No, don't throw rocks. Let's not advocate violence, even in jest. Juan, you please tell the PLPs that they might win this election, but please, it's no blue wave. A wave is felt, not self-induced. Juan, you know R. Kelly could be a pastor or MP in this country with his present record. Alleged, which protects nothing, but still. Says, Mister, you're very colorful and theatrical in your description, but you're very true, especially with the former PM's entrance. Yeah, man, it was something. What about hotel bars? I imagine hotel bars will be able to open. That is traditionally the case. Juan, if Carlton is your boy, can you please ask him to come back and rescue Zed Ness? Yeah, Zed Ness can't be rescued, so I wouldn't put that on Carlton. They need a rescue isn't the term I would use. Like major surgery that they might not survive, perhaps. This is Minishong should be you get swing. I'll play that one. Says, stood on the front line by R. Kelly's Minishong song. Yes, Juan, this was the jam at the FNM rally. Everyone did go quiet. This giving me chills all over again. Says, ah, the good old days, Juan. LOL, elections of the past. It says, hi, are the Chinese allowed to sell liquor tomorrow? Yeah. The Chinese are allowed to sell liquor tomorrow, and the Bahamians aren't because the Chinese are above the law in the Bahamas, and it's just for Bahamians. Of course, the Chinese are not allowed to sell liquor tomorrow. It says, hey, Juan, did you hear Minister Wells saying they can expand the bed space when needed? Is this a joke? Shouldn't it have been done a year ago? It should have been done, and also I'll say this. The issue, and Wells at least has a grasp of it. Here's what you don't want. You don't want to have a tent full of COVID that every time you open the doors to the tent or flaps or whatever the hell is going on, you are going to have the air that is circulating in the tent come outside, all right? And possibly infect those outside. You want to have negative pressure, right, where the pressure in the tent is lower than the pressure outside. So he said they're looking at that now. He should expedite his looking and go from there. All right, we got to take a break. And we will be back right on the other side.
We'll be right back. Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like its insurance agents and brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
JSC, 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 Johnson Insurance.
Hospitals are collapsing. Doctors say our healthcare system is past the breaking point. Nurses disrespected. Not enough beds or resources. Now, this government failed to disclose who's really benefiting from millions in COVID contracts. Hiding who profits from travel visas, from food assistance, from COVID testing fees. So while healthcare collapsed, who got rich? The FNM can't fix the crisis. They are the crisis.
This has been a paid political announcement by the PLP.
Summer is heating up, and Burger King Nassau is bringing the flavor. Introducing our all-new take on a classic chicken sandwich, the Barbecue Swiss Crispy King. Our new sandwich is full of smoky and tangy flavor. Crispy chicken patty with tangy chipotle sauce, onion rings, bacon, Swiss cheese, lettuce, and tomato, plus a smoky barbecue sauce on a soft potato bun. The new Barbecue Swiss Crispy King chicken sandwich with fries and a Pepsi is a summer treat you will love to eat, but only available for a limited time, and only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio. All right, let's talk. So I want to give you, as always, the best information that I can give you. Here's who's eligible to vote in the advance poll tomorrow. And Barbados is on Friday. A person with a disability or who's age 65 or older. So everyone over 65 can vote. Everyone who's got a disability can vote. A registered voter likely to be on election day, a patient in any hospital, nursing home, home for the aged, or other institution for the treatment of any chronic illness or disability. A person who, by reason of illness, infirmity, pregnancy, or recent childbirth, is unable to vote in the constituency in which he, she is registered on election day. So, for instance, my sister-in-law just recently gave birth. Congratulations to her. Beautiful baby girl. And her husband. She is not in the constituency that she is registered in, and so she would be could vote. I don't know that she will vote. She can vote. She's eligible to vote if she had enrolled beforehand. A person not qualified to enroll as an overseas voter who expects to be overseas on general election day. Okay? So if you say, I got to go away, I got to take my daughter to college, okay? I won't be here. I'm going to apply. I can vote early. I guess you have to show your plane ticket or something. A nominated candidate, his or her spouse, and also election agents. Overseas voters. Here's who can vote if you're overseas. Students studying a bona fide program of study outside of the Bahamas. Member of staff of Ministry of Tourism, the Bahamas Maritime Authority, or any embassy, high commission, or other foreign mission staff of the Bahamas posted overseas, and the spouse and immediate family members living with that member of staff. All right? Now, here is where you can go if you are voting on New Providence, and then we'll go tell you where you can go if you're voting New Providence, Grand Bahama, and we'll tell you where you can go if you are voting overseas, okay? So if you're in Fort Charlotte. Okay. And Garden Hills, you're going to go to H.O. Nash Junior High. If you're in Bainstown and Grantstown or Centerville, you're going to go to C.R. Walker High School. If you're in Elizabeth St. Anne's Yamacraw, you're going to go to Doris Johnson High School. If you're in Fox Hill Freetown Marathon, you're going to go to C.I. Gibson High School. Amari St. Barnabas, you're going to go to Government High School. If you're in Nassau Village, Pinewood, Seabreeze, you're going to Sadie Curtis High School. If you're in Golden Isles, Tall Pines, you're going to Garvin Tynes Primary School. If you're in Bamboo Town, South Beach, you're going to C.V. Bethel High School. If you're in Carmichael, Golden Gate, Southern Shores, you're going to go to Anatole Rogers High School. If you're in Killarney, you're going to Gambier Primary School. If you're voting in Grand Bahama, Central Grand Bahama and East Grand Bahama is going to be at St. George's High School gym. All right? Marco City, they're going to vote at Jack Hayward Senior High School. West Grand Bahama and Bimini is 8 Mile Rock High School gym. Ridge is Jack Hayward Junior High School. Now, here's where you can vote if you're overseas. Okay? Polls open at 8. The polls close at 6, whatever the local time is. So, for instance, if you're in London, it's 8. It won't be 8 a.m. the same time it's 8 a.m. here. So, whatever time it is there. So, you can vote in London, England, at the Bahamas High Commission, 10 Chesterfield Street. Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, at the Bahamas High Commission, Metropolitan Life Center, 50 O'Connor Suite. You can vote at the Embassy of the Bahamas, Washington, D.C., 2220 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest Washington, D.C. Let me ask you a question. As far as I'm aware, why are we the only CARICOM country outside of Cuba that does not have a resident U.S. ambassador? Did we do something? Is there something we can make up for? All right, Haiti has a resident U.S. ambassador. Jamaica has a U.S. resident ambassador. Barbados does. Yes? All right. You can vote if you're in New York or nearby New York. You want to take a drive. You can vote at the Bahamas Consulate, Bahamas House, 231 East 46th Street, New York. Georgia. You can vote in Atlanta, Georgia. If you make it, you can make it to Atlanta, Georgia, then you can vote. You don't have to live in Atlanta. You can vote at the Bahamas Consulate, Park Central Building, 2970 Claremont Road, Northeast Suites 690, Atlanta, Georgia. You can vote in Miami, Florida, at the Bahamas Consulate, Ingram Building, Suite 818, 25 Southeast 2nd Avenue, Miami. You can vote at Houston, Texas, at the Crown Plaza Hotel, Gulf Coast Rum, 8686 Kirby Drive, Houston, Texas. You can vote in St. James, Barbados, at the University of the West Indies Arts Lecture Theater, Cave Hill Campus, Cave Hill, Barbados. That's going to be on Friday because the presiding officer is in quarantine. I'm wondering why he's in quarantine. Barbados quarantine rules are that if you're fully vaccinated, you just have to, there's that day you can be in quarantine until you get your back from the airport. And if you're not fully vaccinated, you got 5 days. So I'm wondering why the person's still in quarantine. But anyway, you can vote in Kingston, Jamaica, and the University of the West Indies Mona Campus. All right? Okay, so that's it. You now know where to go vote. You know where you're stationed. You know how to cast your ballot. May the gods be ever in your favor. Says, good afternoon. My mother's in Yamacra. She's over 65, but she didn't apply for the advanced pool. Can she still go to Doris Johnson School to vote? Yes, you can. Yes. They will have her name on the roll. Yes. All right. This is Juan. Did someone over 65 already have to apply to vote earlier? Can they just show up with proof of age? They just show up with your voter card. They transferred all the people age 65 already. Their names are already on the register, should already be on the register for the advance poll. Same with anyone they would know who had any of these conditions that they're saying are qualifiers to vote, right? Now, if you say, I'm traveling overseas, you got to apply. If you say, I'm going to be pregnant, you got to apply. I'm going to be delivering my baby, you got to apply. If you're saying I'm going to a nursing home and you're not already there and they don't already know that, then you got to apply. If you're a student overseas, you don't have to apply. You can just go vote, right? If you're a member of staff of the Ministry of Tourism, et cetera, your spouse, et cetera, you just go vote. If you're a nominated candidate, you just go vote. If you're an election agent, your name will be there. You just go vote. All right? We got a call. Sure, let's do a call. And then we'll try to do your text messages. A lot of song suggestions. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. I'm great. How's it going?
Yeah, I wonder if you could kind of repeat the Miami, Florida address where you can go to
pull. Give me one moment. I got to pull it back up. One second.
Sure, because I thought it was closed, that they couldn't vote anymore.
No, you can vote. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Miami, Florida, Bahamas Consulate. 100 North Biscayne Boulevard, Suite
100.
North Biscayne Boulevard.
Boulevard.
Suite 900.
Suite 900.
Miami, Florida.
Miami, Florida.
That's it. Yeah, we want the number?
Okay. The phone number?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the number?
It's 305. 331-31. I'm sorry. No, I'm wrong. Sorry. Let me do that over.
305-373-6295. Also, I am so concerned also about, you know, this talk about the persons who were in quarantine, and persons who have COVID being eligible to come out and vote on the 16th. Oh, and by the way, this date which you give me, this is for the 16th, two persons abroad can vote on the 16th.
No, tomorrow.
Oh, they can vote tomorrow is the date.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Make sure I tell them that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Okay, yeah, because, you know, I'm so surprised that, you know, with all this technology, persons aren't allowed to vote online. They could have had a portal because persons, you have your own unique individual number on your voter's card, and you can use that and just key in your number, and so you can't vote twice. You know, they could have had that set up a while back. I don't know if it's still possible to do it, if they could use Bahamas Information Services or, you know, some company to set up something, a database, and have persons who, because it is scary going out there and persons who have COVID maybe and don't know, or, you know, and they're coughing and sneezing around you. That is, you know, it's kind of concerning for Drew. So,
yeah.
I mean, online voting could have solved all of this, and that could have been done long time. And like I said, I don't know if they can still do something, you know, rush. You know, I don't know if the parliamentary registration persons have to get some kind of order to have that done, you know.
I don't think that's going to happen. It's a nice idea,
okay.
And the amendments to the Parliamentary Elections Act do allow for the development of electronic voting, but we're just not there yet. We should have been, but we're not.
That is so sad.
Yeah,
And all this COVID, that's the number one thing you should be thinking about at this time, you know?
Yes, but totally
safety.
Agree.
Safety first.
I agree. All right. Oh, yeah, someone is saying, the first address I read for the Miami address wasn't the right address. The address I gave the lady just now, that is the right address. I'm going to read it for you in a second. It says, we may not have a resident U.S. ambassador, but they are building an embassy here in the Bahamas at a cost north of $40 million. $40 million? $300 million. Right? At least $200 million, that embassy costs. But I'm saying, we haven't had an ambassador since 2010. Nicole Levant. Remember her? I don't know. I guess she thought she was coming here to be something different than what it was. Like, Her dad's like this big music, you know, producer and manager. He's already rich. Her husband's runs Netflix. He's super rich and they know everybody in Hollywood. So I guess she wanted to kind of not be here. But then you shouldn't have taken up Obama on the vibe. Says, Juan, I think you're playing a number on us. Stop playing F&M tunes. If you can't play R. Kelly, then play Brave music. What's Brave's song? What song did Brave come up to? Ain't none of y'all tell me that yet. Y'all don't know. Y'all don't pay attention. I haven't watched him. I just read it. Some people I can't, you know what I mean? Anyway, let's go to a break, and then we'll be back on the other side. We're talking some hardcore politics today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The FNM is working to build a better future for us all, investing in our youth, delivering tax relief to families and businesses, investing in workforce development, and offering training and assistance to new business owners and entrepreneurs. The FNM is working to build a prosperous post-pandemic economy. On September 16th, we have the opportunity to vote for a brighter future. Vote FNM, because it's about your future.
This has been a paid political announcement from the Free National Movement.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 400 motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24-hour emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Hospitals are collapsing. Doctors say our healthcare system is past the breaking point. Nurses disrespected. Not enough beds or resources. Now, this government failed to disclose who's really benefiting from millions in COVID contracts, hiding who profits from food assistance, from COVID testing fees. So while healthcare collapsed, who got rich? The FNM can't fix the crisis. They are the crisis.
This has been a paid political announcement by the PLP.
Someone that knows. Everybody, everywhere, yes, it's time for us to hear from the man of its air. So, in the air, give a cheer for up and stand. He's a man with a plan to diversify the country and educate the people. Oh, give a cheer for up and stand.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Those are the campaign songs for Philip Brave Davis and also Alfred Sears. And I play Alfred Sears because we are now joined by Alfred Sears, the former member of parliament for Fort Charlotte and the prospective member of parliament for Fort Charlotte for the Progressive Liberal Party. Good afternoon, Mr. Sears. Great to talk to you again.
Good afternoon, Juan. It's a pleasure to be on your show again as well.
Now, when I look at you, I look at one of the heavy hitters in the PLP, right? I look at you as one of the heavy hitters because every time you've offered yourself, you present plans, you're very meticulous in what you're saying. You ran for leader and you presented a plan when the current leader didn't even present a plan for what they wanted to do for the country. You've opined on constitutional positions very often. You have also set out ideas that are novel, such as putting a city in Andros, surrounding a university, a capital city in Andros, with all the university and all the compliments. Components that would entail. So I look at you as someone who's thoughtful and you really have your stuff together and you know these issues. You've been in cabinet before. Now, tell me this. You were in cabinet before and the Bahamian people rejected the work of that cabinet. What do you do differently that gets the Bahamian people to have buy-in in what's going on?
The first thing is to acknowledge that there were deficits, to review and have a thoughtful conversation and reflection with the Bahamian society and various stakeholders, and to put forward a program that is a blueprint that will take us where we need to go. In fact, we are in uncharted waters. We are dealing with certain threats to the very existence of our country, global warming, for example, which means that we will have more severe hurricanes and other kinds of natural disasters. We also face with a global crisis, which is the COVID-19 pandemic. But we also have a number of other challenges as a consequence. We have an unsustainable debt, which means that if we do not address governance, national development differently, we will really be the subject of a stabilization plan by the International Fund. There will be a default on the $10 billion debt that we currently have. So what the Progressive Liberal Party has done has had this deep introspection and recognized that it is not sufficient to play musical chairs with the FNM. There needs to be what I call an economic revolution. We have to move beyond this monocultural economy we have of solely on tourism and a kind of Las Vegas style tourism, which is not rooted in the tremendous cultural of the Bahamas, and a side kind of sector of financial services, and diversify this economy so that we create multiple streams of revenue for the government And fundamentally, and this is what I find very exciting about the blueprint, we have to change the assumptions of development from the mercantilist assumptions, that is, that we will be saved by foreign investment, and the recognition that Bahamians must save ourselves. And therefore, there is we are proposing that we reference for foreign investors, better incentivize Bahamian and the development of national capital. Yes, foreign investors are still welcome, mm-hmm. but Bahamians must assume the historic responsibility of owning capital, and developing the national economy of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Okay, well, that sounds fantastic. I think that that is something that we definitely need to address. The economy and the pandemic go hand in hand, and we have to understand how we're going to go about that. Now, you talk about the fact that we have to approach our debt differently and our finances differently because we could end up in a IMF program. I agree. However, there are certain things in the blueprint for change that seem to not facilitate that. So we're looking at a reduction, I think it's over a 16% reduction in value-added tax, going from 12% to 10% is one of the things the PLP has committed to. So how do you square that potential loss in revenue? Because if you're doing a straight line calculation, which I know it's not, that's almost $200 million in revenue you're foregoing. How do you square that with being able to better service our debt? How do you square having a brand new hospital on New Providence and Grand Bahama with approaching our debt differently? These are my questions. The plan speaks to mortgage relief, to work with banks. I'm not sure what that means. The plan is for people 16 to 25 years old for a year. I hear a lot of added expense, but I don't hear a lot of things that you're going to have to tighten your belt on in order to make sure you are able to meet your debt commitments. How does this all work?
Right. First of all, those immediate relief measures have to be seen as part of a total integrated strategy to stimulate economic development. The reduction of VAT is calculated to increase consumption, consumer demand within the society, where people will have more money to spend with local. It is tied in with Buy Bahamian campaign. But at the same time, there are robust measures being proposed to increase revenue. And immediately, we know that, for example, in terms of real property tax, it is a highly undertaxed area, especially with high value real estate. And I have clients, some of whom are within that category, and they recognize that in order, they love the Bahamas, that's why they're here. And they recognize that roads must be maintained, hospital need to be maintained, and a new hospital to pay their fair share. So when you read the reduction of value-added tax, which is a consumption tax, where the people who work in our homes are paying the same tax as we are, that is clearly not progressive. That's clearly not sustainable. And so tied with the reduction of value-added tax is immediately increasing the real property tax. It is a better collection of outstanding real property tax, which has already been assessed. And even on the current rate of collection, it is also tied to a very aggressive incentivization of Bahamian-owned industry, boutique hotels, changing the Hotel Encouragement Act so that there is coverage of smaller motels, which are owned by Bahamians, are better incentivizing joint venture projects in the resort area. So what we, when you're dealing with an economic strategy, it's not just one measure be on the expenditure side, but even those expenditure or reduction of revenue measures have a correlating acceleration effect on spending, and especially with the campaign for local buying, that is to stimulate economic development with Bahamian businesses, better collection of taxes, increasing the real property tax. And then this is what we have to address. Everywhere I've lived, Mr. McCartney, I've had to pay tax because, I mean, it's any country in the world to maintain its public infrastructure, its security, its social safety network needs to, those funds are generated through taxes. Therefore, the Progressive Liberal Party is saying, and this is for the first time in our independent country, we need to develop a progressive form of taxation. And it's already committed to corporate tax. It's will be engaging in widespread consultation to see how we could revise the system of taxation and move away from this inequitable tax regime that we have. And what is interesting about the tax regime that we have mm-hmm. is we have ring fence foreign investment primarily in the Bahamas, because as you know, the large hotels, I mean, they don't pay the taxes Bahamians pay. They get incentives, they get concessions, and Mr. McCartney, they also get subsidies. We give Atlantis $5 million cash of the retrogressive tax on Bahamian to Atlantis. $5 million is given to Bahama, about $2 million or so given to the Point and to the airlines, the foreign-owned airlines, the foreign-owned cruise ships. So we do incentivize very, very comprehensively foreign direct investment. But what the Progressive Liberal Party is saying, and this is revolutionary, is now is that as our party has led the revolution in terms of political reform from majority rule and independence and the social revolution in terms of building national insurance, high school, as well as the tertiary institutions of our country and hospital and clinics throughout the Commonwealth, we are saying this is the time for the economic revolution.
Well, I like that you at least know the party's platform and can speak to it thoughtfully.
I'm representing the party. Right. I'm a candidate.
No, I'm good. It's a good thing. But I do want to give you a few minutes to talk about your own constituency that you hope to win. What do you have planned for Fort Charlotte?
Well, you know, first of all, I'm asking people, the residents of Fort Charlotte, to judge me on my track record. The things I undertook, I delivered. In 2003, we community center, and our team has kept that community center active from 2003 to now. The TG Global School was collapsing, and we have rebuilt that. We've established the industrial estate subdivision, the re-engineering, As we move forward, what I'm proposing is that we lobby for the establishment of a public clinic in Fort Charlotte, because over the past 10 years, there have been 3 additional subdivisions, Industrial 1, 2, and 3. I'm proposing that we lobby for the establishment of an extension of BTBI in Fort Charlotte using the public senior high school that has a technical block. It's not used in the evenings. Establish an evening institute to expand accessibility to technical vocational training. And for those, we have a lot of young people in the community who have been doing technical from vocational with uncles and cousins and siblings in electrical installation, construction, plumbing, but they don't have the paper. So having an evening institute makes it also easy for such persons to get their certificate and be certified and therefore have easier access to more work. The other project I'm proposing is to establish a community in Fort Charlotte, a community farm that would be operated as a commercial farm, but it will be owned by the community. That is a nonprofit entity. And I, as you may know, I serve as the chairman of the Wani Luthra Foundation for 3 years. And I saw the incredible power of social enterprise. We have to make our communities less dependent on the government. And by having social enterprise, a nonprofit entity, it's the people who govern it, the directors will come from the community. I've already identified a number of sources of grants, not loans, grants, where we can establish this as a and therefore give the community more self-reliance, more resilience. Those persons who are homebound can receive fresh organic produce. And we can also produce high premium produce, whether it's the microgreens or the kale, and all of that, those revenue will go back into the community to help fund community outreach programs. Another program that I'm committed to is establishing a constituency-wide mentoring program, what we call Big Brother, Big Sister. But you know, I'm the product of mentoring.
Right.
From the time I was in the reform school, persons like Leroy Archer and Mr. Quant in St. Augustine's, Vincent Robert Doyle, Vincent Carter, as a youth leader in people like Audley Camp, Basil Johnson, the missionary sisters from Bethel Baptist Church and Reverend H.W. Brown. So I have been mentored by so many people. And they help to instill values, but also people like Kendall Isaacs and Barbara Lightborn, they got 2 scholarships for me that enabled me to go to Columbia University. My parents could not have afforded to send me to an Ivy League university. So this concept of mentoring, and I must tell you, Mr. McCartney, as I've been going house to house, the people in Fort Charlotte are excited. And they're to work on these projects. So we have lists for each of them, volunteers who are prepared to give their time, their resources, to bring their gifts so that we put in practice that it takes a village to raise children. And just like I was raised by a village and my mother, who had 12 of us and raised us by herself, it was the village that enabled her to do it. So these, in a nutshell, are some of the projects. I'm also proposing that we build other community centers, mm-hmm. as we did on Boyd Road in 2003. We do a community shipping area to cover Rock Crusher. And we have an excellent partnership with a number of the churches in the community. So the partnership, the civic partnership with churches, lodges, business persons, and other organizations. So this is, for me, is really a wonderful journey because the people have been so generous in their reception and in their encouragement of this vision of a more self-reliant and resilient Fort Charlotte.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Alfred Sayers, for coming on The Revolution, and all the best there in Fort Charlotte, and you have a great day.
Thank you so much, and to you.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back on the other side. I'm going to tell you about some things I like, but before that, I'm going to tell you about some people I like and some matters of just pure personality and politics that have me conflicted. We're going to be back on the other side.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Breakfast just got better at Wendy's. Introducing the Breakfast Biggie Bag. Enjoy a double sausage muffin with two square sausage patties, a freshly cracked egg, and cheese served on a toasted English muffin, a medium waffle fries, and an orange juice for only $5.25, fat inclusive. Add an apple pie for just $1 more.
Say what?
At Wendy's, better breakfast is all day. Offers valid in participating locations. Wendy's, different inside and out.
Growing up over the hill, Dr. Minnis learned the importance of education. That's why the FNM is delivering on its commitment to expand education access, improve academic opportunities, and push to make the University of the Bahamas tuition-free. And it's why the FNM is repairing and building schools in every corner of the Bahamas, paving the way to a brighter future. The FNM is making a difference for the Bahamians. September 16th, vote FNM, because it's about your future.
This has been a paid political announcement from the Free National Movement.
Bahamas Check Services Limited has been printing checks, business forms, and deposit books in the Bahamas for over 30 years. We are highly specialized in creating custom forms to suit any and all your business needs. If you need continuous forms, continuous invoices, invoice books, or purchase orders, we can provide them for you. Call 677-8720 or email checks@coralwave.com.
If you think you can't afford to dress to impress or replace those utensils or maybe even upgrade your household appliances, then you don't know YCare's Fashion Center. With three locations to serve you, YCare's Fashion Center features the things you need or want, all at a price that you can afford. Open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., YCare's Fashion Center also has the island's largest jean collection. Put the fun back in shopping. YCare's location today, where you can afford to look good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. I spoke with the acting parliamentary commissioner earlier. I misspoke. You do have to have registered for the advance poll if you're 65 and older. All right? You would have to have registered for the advance poll. So I was wrong. You would have had to have registered for the advanced poll if you're 65 and older. So if you didn't register, don't go tomorrow. All right? I want to clarify that because someone asked me and I said it was one way and it's the other way. So I was incorrect. You do have to have registered. Okay? Now let's talk. I'm going to tell you about some people I like. I want to talk about ideas I like, and we'll hopefully get to that. But I want to talk about some people I like. Now listen, again, you and I don't have to agree. All right? A mature position for an adult to take is that there are times when we will not agree on things. You don't have to get crazy about it or insulting about it. In a bed every night next to a woman who I sometimes disagree with, it is called a part of life. You don't need me to affirm your beliefs for you. These are my personal opinions. Some of you are still going to wild out, even though I said that, but these are my personal opinions. Here's who I like. First, I like Jeff. I want Jeff to win, okay? Jeff Lloyd in South Beach. Because Jeff genuinely wants to do well for the Bahamas. He cares about me, right? He loves me, I love him. But I believe, from all my experience with him, is he actually wants to move the country forward. And he got into politics because he wanted to move the country forward. He wanted to do the best job he could. And he's taken on one of the most difficult, complex ministries there is. I think, of course, if he returns and he's Minister of Education again, they're going to have to work on their relationship, if it's his relationship or if it's the ministry's relationship with the Bahamas Union of Teachers, all right? The teachers, there's no school system without the teachers, okay? But I believe he should be in the House of Assembly, at the very least, all right? Here's who else I like from the FNM. I'll do some PLPs, too. I like Michael Pintard. I want Michael Pintard to win, okay? Not only is Michael Pintard a man who's committed to national service, I'm saying I like. I ain't telling you who to go vote for. I'm saying who I would like to see win because of my personal feelings, mine, okay? I like Michael Pintard. I think Pintard is a guy who's dedicated to service to the Bahamas. He's a guy who has always wanted to be actively involved. Further to that, this man knows his stuff. All right? He knows that ministry. He knows that sector. He is driven and dedicated in trying to make it happen. So I like him. Okay? I like him, and I hope that he's successful, and even if the FNM doesn't win the government, I think he's still going to be a great asset to his constituency and the country, even if it's just in terms of his contribution to legislation and policy that is going to be passed. All right? But I like him, and I think he's a great minister of agriculture, and he's done a yeoman's job with the tools he's been given. All right? And if that's lotion for him, then it is what it is. I like him. He has a grasp of his ministry, I believe, that is equal to or even surpassed by Dr. Duane Sands. All right? I want Dr. Duane Sands to be in the House. I want Dr. Duane Sands to be Minister of Health. Okay? If you're saying I have a bias, it is what it is. I think he's eminently qualified, and I think we would be the worse off without him. Okay? He knows that ministry. He's a hard worker. Yes, he had challenges with nurses and the physicians associations and pay and all that stuff, but he's one of them. He's not some bureaucrat who's coming there trying to shift things around who doesn't understand how these things work. He's worked with these people. He's a senior person in the health profession in this country. I like him. I want him to do well. Right? So, Duane Sands could have just stayed in private practice and consult with the government and made a And he needs it because he got a bunch of children, right? He got like, what, 7 children? Boy, I don't know how y'all do it. My daughter still, I got 2 when I'm, you know what I mean? My daughter just woke me up again at 4:30. I was having semi-good night of sleep last night. She's going through something. It's okay. He could have stayed in private practice and made a boatload of money and take care of all them children. Renwood Wells got plenty of children, too. More power to y'all. But he didn't. He offered himself for service. He bucked his own family's political history and leanings and ran for the FNM. The man lost in 2010, lost in 2012. You understand? Tried again in 2017. I like him. I want him in parliament. Okay, let me do a couple of PLPs I like. Then I'm going to tell you a couple people I'm torn about. A couple of races I'm torn about, just in terms of who I like. Because, again, some of it does boil down to who I like. I don't know if the it's going to go in terms of we are simply trying to figure out if we're angry at the current administration or if we're distrustful of what a Davis administration could be. I don't know if that's going to be the calculation. I don't know if the calculation is going to be, well, he came by my house or he didn't come by my house, or he promised me something or he didn't, or she or he promised me something, and I'm going to go with that. I don't know what your personal calculation is going to be. But at the end of the day, everyone who's considering will look at the personality of the people, all right? And a lot of people are going to go, does this person really have good intentions? Have they done good work? What are we looking at? And so I know that that's a calculation that people make, and so we're going there, all right? Okay. Here's the thing, and this is not a people that's in it. I like Frederick McAlpine, okay? Now, I don't live on Ridge in years and years and years, all right? But I believe that the House has benefited from Frederick McAlpine's presence because, let's be real, you need someone who's just going to state the cold, hard truth. All right, so I like McAlpine. I like his energy. You need some energy like that in there. You need somebody, right, just to make sure everybody's on their toes, who's not afraid to pick up a chair and throw it. All right, and that's McAlpine. So I like McAlpine in the House. I don't know what he's done in Pine Ridge, but I like him. All right? On the PLP side, I like Chester Cooper. I think Chester Cooper is one of the sharpest guys to have entered into politics in the last, 6 years? Right? He, too, is quite wealthy and doesn't have to get into politics to do anything. In fact, it's probably cost him money looking at all the stuff he's done in Exuma. All right? But we need people of this caliber to help move our nation forward. And Chester Cooper's been more effective in the opposition than many members of the current government. All right? Many members of the current government have not made as meaningful a contribution to legislation and debates therein, or policy that has been put forward and passed, as has Chester Cooper. He's the kind of person you need in the House. He does his homework. He doesn't get up there and start pontificating and prognosticating and talking about Jesus and yelling at the top of his voice, all this nonsense, right? People we need in the House. Okay? I like Glenys Hannah-Martin. Okay? Someone says your likes, dislikes are irrelevant. Well, my likes, dislikes, in the grand scheme of things, won't change anything, but this is my show and my platform. So who's really irrelevant here? Would that be you texting who has no platform or me speaking who you're listening to? I like Glenys Hannah-Martin. All right? I like her being in the House. I think she's represented well for women. She's a strong woman who's articulate, who's unafraid of those who are in power and speaks truth to power. She gives me A.D. Hanna vibes. Okay? Like father, like daughter. She'll have you drag her out of the House before she says that she'll apologize or concede. She makes valid points. She has a good grasp of what was done during her portfolio. She's a hard worker. I like her. All right? That's just my personal people I like who I think are good for our country and good for our democracy. There are others who are, of course, very good for our country, good for our democracy. We don't have time to get into all that. Let me talk about some cases that I feel torn on because I believe there are very good people running in these races and we could benefit from either. All right? So Seabreeze, my old stomping ground. Leslea Bryce is running. All right? I like her. She's a successful businesswoman. She's a good person. All right? She helps people. She's been putting work in on the ground in Seabreeze. And I do believe she'd make a good representative. All right? I like Maxine Seymour. I've worked with her. She's a good, excellent communication specialist. Right? She has good intentions. And there's one thing that she said that impressed me in particular when she sat in here with me. And I asked her, why would you want to get involved in this? Right? Why, when there's so much going on and so much that has to be addressed, that people are looking at the FNM and going, why aren't you doing this project? Why would you want to get involved? And she was like, the time to get involved is when the going gets tough. The time to get involved isn't when it's all cushy and comfortable and you feel as though it's easy sailing. And so I respect that sentiment. Okay? I'm torn in Fort Charlotte. Okay? Because there are two very good candidates running. Dramico Archer, an attorney. Alfred Sayers is an attorney, quite senior to Dramico Archer, but still. Alfred Sayers is a QC, right? Dramico Archer is a good man. And I start there, right? That's where I start. Who are you? What are your values before we get into your capabilities, right? First, values. That's where I'm vetting. Who are you? Are you a family man? Are you a man of God? Are you a thinker? Who are you as a man? He's a good man. I know him. He's capable. He's hardworking. And he dedicates himself to the task at hand. He's kind, he's thoughtful, and he's a person who doesn't seek to create conflict. All right? You could, and look at Sears, right? When you look at nomination day, they're fist bumping, right? There's a great deal of respect that they have for each other. He's, of course, a very intelligent person, a very studied person. He doesn't speak without knowledge that undergirds the point he's trying to make. I thought he was a very competent attorney general. He would make a great attorney general again. So these are good candidates that are running. I'm conflicted in St. Barnabas. I know Shannon Don Cartwright. I know Michael Halkidis. We start off on who are you? They're good men. Well-intentioned men. Who truly want to contribute to their country and do the best for their country. Shannon Cartwright has done a great job in the Parks Authority. All right? He's done the work that was put in front of him. He doesn't shy away from anything. He's good-mannered. Michael Halkidis, very gentlemanly, very intelligent. They're both family men. They have intentions for this country. Michael Halkidis, very smart man. He's certified financial analyst, which is an easy thing to do. All right? And he doesn't have to get in this either. in order to be okay. Torn in St. Barnabas. I'm torn in Cat Island Rumkey in San Salvador. Right? The country to me, particularly in terms of legislation, benefits from someone with the institutional and legal knowledge that Davis possesses. Okay? There's no question in my mind about that. Now, I don't know if he had all his ducks in a row when he was Minister of Works, but anyway, he still has a lot to offer. Okay? However, I know Felicia Knowles. And to me, Davis is a good man. All right? He's very helpful. He helps people. Ultimately, yes, you want capacity. Ultimately, yes, you want execution and strategy. True, but we're going to start off because popularity hinges a great deal on personality, whether we like it or not. All right? I know Felicia Knowles is someone who has always tried to offer herself for service. She's a person who is well-versed in the insurance field. She was the president of the Inouye, I do believe. President or vice president, something like that. And I know her personally. I know she's a good woman. My junior achievement advisor in high school, she was a young woman, I was a teenager, and she was awesome. And she helped us invaluably in our success. We won Company of the Year. I was Vice President of Production of the Year. We won President of the Year, Vice President. People hated us. All right? So that's how I feel. You don't have to agree with me. These are my feelings. This is how I feel about certain people. You can do whatever you want. Vote however you choose. I can't put my hand and make you do nothing. But that's how I feel. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with a couple of minutes left.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Hospitals are collapsing. Doctors say our healthcare system is past the breaking point. Nurses disrespected. Not enough beds or resources. Now, this government failed to disclose who's really benefiting from millions in COVID contracts. Hiding who profits from travel visas, from food assistance, from COVID testing fees. So while healthcare collapsed, who got rich? The FNM can't fix the crisis. They are the crisis.
This has been a paid political announcement by the PLP.
Welcome back to Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We only got a few minutes left. I told you about some of the people I like. Some of the people who I think should be in the House. Right? There's several more, but we don't have time to get into it. I wanted to also talk about some of the things I like that are being proposed by different parties. We'll talk about that. Not tomorrow, because we can't talk politics tomorrow. But we still got a few days left before the election to dig in. All right? We got time for one or two calls. Let's do it. Sorry I couldn't get to all your text messages. Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon to
How's it going?
Yes, it seems like vast majority of the PLP and FNM candidates are alike. They are like the same side. They like the same side. One side of the same coin. Mm-hmm. You know, they're intelligent, right? But my question to you is, what does how intelligence have to do with the honesty, you know,
the two don't go hand in hand.
Your convictions on where you want to take the country, you know, where do you want to have a democratic socialist government or a capitalist democratic government?
Okay, so two things: your intelligence doesn't bear on your honesty. Okay, I can only know if you're honest or not, having put you in the position or judging from whatever happened in the past, okay? The second thing is, of course, your intelligence bears on whether you want to have a socialist democratic society or a capitalist society. If you don't understand what those things are, and it takes an intelligent person to do so, how would you be able to decide which way you want to take an entire country? Intelligence, okay, plays a key factor in where the country goes. If you don't think that, then you're lost. I want the most intelligent people. You don't have to have the most degrees. You don't have to have the most money. But you do need to be able to be among the best thinkers, planners, and doers in the country. One more call, and then we got to go. Let's do one more call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going? Anton, we're fresh out of time, my brother. But if you could do it in 60 seconds, I'll let you go.
Yeah, that's what I mean. All I want you to do, one, is play that song, that latest song from Mr. Brave Davis that I sent to you, to send us off. Thank you very much.
Okay. We don't have time for that. I already played it. But we got to get out of here. You guys have a great day. Tomorrow's the advanced poll day. We can't talk about it, okay? But there it was today. And we'll be back on Friday. We can get into whatever you want to get into, really. Okay, you guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.